This morning, we'll hear another installment in the audio diary of a young Iraqi dentist trying to survive in Baghdad. But first, we meet an Iraqi woman who's making a life for herself in Syria. She was one of the many Iraqis who believed in the American project to bring democracy to Iraq and signed up to help in the early days of the occupation. Now she's one of the many who has been forced into exile. NPR's Deborah Amos reports.
Ahlam El-Jabouri, 42 years old, a mother of three, remembers the day she arrived in Damascus from Baghdad.
I was tired, terrified. I was concerned that find some bed to my children, because they spend more than 20 hours on the road between Baghdad and Damascus.
She had been through a horrible ordeal, kidnapped and tortured, the reprisal for working with the Americans in Iraq. 2 years ago, Alam and her family moved into this sparse apartment in Damascus, furnished with threadbare couches, floor mats for beds, and little else. She keeps a tidy blue folder of letters, recommendations from Americans who said they were grateful for her humanitarian work.
From Major Clark, Major of Civil Affairs. This is my certification. It's called Operation Iraqi Freedom.
She helped settle claims for Iraqis injured or killed by the U.S. military. She served on a city council. She arranged medical care for the poor and handicapped. But even with all these supportive letters...
And some other... Just useless. Maybe I will burn them.
She feels abandoned by the government she worked for. A refugee now, her application for resettlement in the United States is on hold.
I'm qualified, but I'm waiting for the answer. I'm not the one who judge on that. The American government will judge it.
Ahlam Jabouri was part of the first wave of Iraqis who signed on to the American project, but became victims of the deadly sectarian divide and hatreds the U.S. occupation unleashed. She thought she was helping her country, but other Iraqis believe she was a traitor.
There were so many threatening letters against me from different kind of militias, Iraqis, I don't know. They give me a hard time. In 2005, I was kidnapped.
Held hostage by Al-Qaeda in Iraq. Ahlam takes a sip of strong Iraqi tea, well sugared. She lights a cigarette before she describes her ordeal. 8 days of severe beatings and constant questions. Her brothers paid a ransom to save her life. But part of the deal, she had to leave Iraq. Ahlam had a mild heart attack the day after she was set free. Her life in Damascus is a mirror of her work in Baghdad. She's opened a classroom in her small apartment, English and French classes 4 times a week. A library of dictionaries is stacked on the ironing board. For some of these young refugees, this is the only school they have.
I'm concerned about the girls, about especially. They need to be educated. They need to be finish their schools.
She is often the first stop for newcomers, friends and relatives who arrive in a steady stream from Baghdad. With this surge of refugees, Ahlam has a first-hand account of the violence back home.
You see the luggage outside? It's from a mother and 3 children. She brought them to Damascus because it's so dangerous for them down there in Baghdad. There is a kidnapping everywhere, killing. There is no safety even in the homes.
And for Alam El-Jabouri, she has no plans to go home.
No.
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 Ever.
Ever. Something broken inside me. I don't know what, but something broken. After all what you've done, and after that, all what I get is kidnapping, threatened with kill, and force me to leave Iraq. Iraqis force you from your own skin, from your oral blood. It's broke my heart.
Deborah Amos, NPR News, Damascus.